At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. College football is upon us. Like, not a week zero. This is the Morning Shift. I'm Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbill. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, and offensive line guru. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
Wow. Just not expecting that this morning.
I do like it, though.
The first lady of Atlanta baseball. She'll throw a bat at you if you hit her. The queen of tofu and the leader of the one-man Allie's Army, led by the negative Uber Steve. It's Allie Mack. There might be two members there. Maybe
Lieutenant
a third.
Dan on Twitter.
Hey, now. Lieutenant Dan is a... Is that who Uber Steve is?
No. Lieutenant Dan on Twitter.
Is Allie's Army.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I got
there
two.
You go. There are two. Now there are two of them. And... The most awkward wave in the city of Atlanta, Mr. Dylon Dylan Matthews. And with our forces combined, we are the best sports talk show from 6 to 9 a.m. that money can buy. But it's free for you.
So it is a big college.
You were just talking to me. You were like, well, you don't get to control the first segment. Well, control it then. Let's go. Well, who is?
No, I did. I handed
Look at
off,
me like, hey.
I handed off to Allie at this point.
Oh,
you
is that
stepped
what it
all
is?
Over. Yeah. She was trying to talk and you just rudely went.
No, she knows the deal. She was waiting on you too.
Let me ask you guys about your college football schedules because you're obviously professionals at this.
Mm.
How do you start the setup for this weekend? When do you go to the grocery store? When do you start cooking things? Tell me everything.
Oh, man.
Friday is a simple
fired
answer.
Up already. I didn't even think about that.
Friday is a simple answer. It's
okay.
The easiest answer. So for me, I will leave here Friday. I'll probably just go straight to the gym, leave the gym and go to the grocery store and buy everything I need. And then I'll prep the meat Friday afternoon, get the grill, the smoker, I should say, kind of prepped as well, and then have it ready to go. We'll watch the Georgia Tech Colorado game.
Can't wait.
And I think that's an 8 o'clock kick Eastern time, I think. And
it is.
Regardless, I will fire the coals up around 11:30 midnight-ish, and the meat will go on like an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you just monitor it as you sleep, and then you're rolling from there on out. And Saturday morning, you just get up, and it's all college football all morning.
Yeah, that's been my biggest focus. I think that, and obviously there's games tonight. Sneaky good game, I think Boise State against South Florida tonight in Tampa, which is strange. Just can't for the life of me imagine why Boise State.
They might be in the same conference now.
Are they really?
They might be. You have to remember the conference realignment has changed everything.
You think they open with that? It might be. Yeah, that's a good point.
I'll go check.
But I'm excited to watch that game tonight. That'll be one of those like on Thursday nights with our schedule. I'm in the moment kind of watcher on Thursday nights. If it's good, I'll just keep going.
Right.
If it's not,
okay.
I'm probably asleep. Friday, obviously, Georgia Tech will have all my attention tomorrow. And he mentioned 8 o'clock Eastern. That's perfect. Kids will be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I can sit on the couch. Poor tall one. Poor little brown water if need be. And then I get set on that. And then, I don't know. Like, Bama plays mid-afternoon on Saturday. So, I'll get all the heapings of Ohio State, Texas before I have to make a move and go into a watch party for the Bama game on Saturday. But after that, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to set anything in stone, Allie.
Okay.
I want to just kind of float down the river here.
So, go wherever the wind blows you.
That's right, man. Yeah. Feel good about it.
And to me, it sounds like the married two get to do kind of what they want when it comes to college football. Dylan, what is your schedule like? Or do you still have to kind of like go out and do things with Simone throughout the
day?
There's
a shot in there. So
I still get to do what I want.
Yeah.
I still get to do what I
want.
Dylan, you have never done what you wanted.
I was going to say, none of the three of us are getting to do what we want. Let's be honest.
My Saturday schedule is going to be this. I'm going to sleep in, feel good about it. Then I'll probably wake up close to noon. Nah, I don't know what time I'll wake up. We'll see. But I'll watch Ohio State and Texas at home. Then my best friend, he is a huge Clemson fan because his dad actually played at Clemson back in the day. So we either go to his dad's house or we'll go to his house to watch the Clemson-LSU game that night. We'll hang out there and just vibe it up, man.
So that is an AAC, Big 12. No, not Big 12. Mountain West Conference.
There you go.
Battle.
Appreciate you clearing that up.
Yeah. So, oddly enough, Amy texts me like 3 days ago, and she's like, hey, she got a friend of hers that hasn't, I don't know if she's seen Melrose or not. She said, I'm going to go to lunch Saturday, take Melrose. Is that cool? And I was like, yeah.
You go right ahead.
I was like, yeah. I text her back and said, all I'm doing is smoking meat and watching football Saturday. I was like, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
100%.
Like, yes. I'm straight up good with whatever. Do whatever you want. No big deal. No big deal.
You have the day you want, Amy. Well, clearly, we've got a lot of college football to talk about today, along with many NFL headlines as everyone is getting their practice squad lined up right now. It's 6:40. We will give you that college football preview. We'll get into the nitty-gritty of it. Throwback Thursday trivia returns. Are we excited? That one? 8:40, national college sports writer for CBS Sports, John Talty, will join us. And we do have the initial practice squad roster. How are you guys feeling it? You've been watching film all morning. How are the pieces matching up for you?
The film, we'll get to the film at some point, because those are on guys that we don't know about that they have signed here, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the practice squad that are offensive linemen tackles. I think Mike and I, though, went through most of these, and we had most of these, right? Kareem, I think we had Nash, we had Simon, we had Stick, Street, Washington, Carlos Washington, Chris Blair, Kobe Bryant, Dylan Drummond, Joshua Gray. Like, we thought most of those guys. There were surprises, though. Allie, I did not know if Ronnie Harrison would be there. I can't remember if Mike said that or not, or which one of us, but the C.J. Henderson one that he came back was a little bit of a surprise to me that so whatever he did and they chose, whatever their conversation was, he felt comfortable like, hey, I'm going to get an opportunity here.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that that was part of it. And it seems like, look, and I thought he played well in his preseason action, although it was limited. I thought the same thing about Ronnie Harrison. I thought Ronnie Harrison was all over the place. I think he actually, in the third preseason game, was our defensive player of the game on the postgame show with Grant and myself. So I think he had 6 total tackles, I believe, in limited action. So there's a lot of upside to both those guys, to the point where I didn't know if they would be guys that would stick around to be on the practice squad, which says a lot about the depth of this team that you have a couple of guys like that who have been quality starters in the NFL and other places that have stuck around. So I'm actually excited about the practice squad roster. I think this is a really good group, a good mix of youth, a good mix of talent, good mix of veterans. They're able to do so many different things, man. But I guess the most shocking one to me probably was Ronnie Harrison. He was just such a late add. Didn't know what they would do with that spot, but it kind of goes in line with, with being more athletic and, you know, finding guys that can help in multiple spots. And we saw him line up at linebacker a little bit, position group work in the preseason. So kind of goes along the same storylines. So I'm pretty stoked about this group. It's a good group of players.
So possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We've got 14 signed, couple spots still open. What do you think they're looking for?
Well, they have 14 signed, but there are two offensive linemen that have been reportedly are signing Allie with them. One of which is Ryan Hayes, a tackle from the Dolphins. He played at University of Michigan, played left tackle on the team that played Georgia in the Orange Bowl that year in 21 when they won the national title. Georgia did. We watched a film on him. And then also, what was our other guy? Carter Warren, a tackle from the Jets. And we watched film on both those guys. Now, obviously, Michael Drell is going to make the 53, which makes me think that maybe a guy like Jack Nelson could get then waived, and once he cleared, they would sign him to the practice squad, and that would make out the other three.
We've got too many tackles. I've been trying to do the math all morning, how we make this work with as many tackles. Yeah. First of all, Storm Norton is on IR designated return. Jack Nelson's on your initial 53. You trade. You have Elijah Wilkinson also, but you can play multiple spots. But then you traded for Mike Jarrell, who plays tackle. Brandon Parker is right now on your practice squad. He plays tackle. And then you just signed two guys off of other practice squads or whatever from other teams, from other camps that both play tackle. I don't understand. I'm still dumbfounded that there is not an interior offensive lineman included in the news yesterday.
Well, yeah, and I will say this, though. You have the three interior linemen that are starters on your 53, but then you also have essentially three more in Kyle Hinton, Javon Gwynn, and Elijah Wilkinson. And I know that Wilkinson is what right now possibly slotted to start at right tackle for this team against Tampa Bay and on September 7th. But the reality is, if you lost all three interior offensive linemen in a regular game, you could move Wilkinson back in and then you would be able to fill that spot somewhere else with a tackle. So
I agree with you on that. To me, it's just not an emergency thing. To me, it's they need to develop quality depth there.
Same way
they do offensive tackle. So
I hear you there, but I think they think in their minds maybe they feel like they have depth now. Not quality is not necessarily, I don't know about with Javon Gwynn, but I think if Kyle Hinton has to plug in between Lindstrom and Neuzel or Neuzel and Jake. I shouldn't say Lindstrom and Neuzel, but whatever the tackle was. Like, I think he's okay there. I think he's better if he's in around, you know, some better players. Now, to me, I'm just not overly secure in I don't have a secure feeling with the center, the backup center spot with Gwen.
Well, we have only scratched the surface on this practice squad, so coming up, we'll continue to comb through it. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.